Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining Anna Biz Talk. This morning, myself, Anna Steinfest, and Clinton Smith will be talking about what success means to you. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
Good morning, Anna. How you doing?
Fantastic. That is a great topic you picked this morning. So, why did you pick this particular topic? Tell us.
Well, the reason why I picked this topic is because everybody has a level of success that they want to attain. And I thought that, you know, well, what does that mean to me? Does it mean to make money? Does it mean to have a lot of possessions? Does it mean to, you know, be able to give all that money back to the community? You know, everybody has their own definition of what success is. So that's the reason why I picked this topic. And what would you want defined as when it comes to success?
Yes. I mean, sometimes when people define it, like you said, nice car, and ultimately the success makes you happy, because if you feel successful, you feel happy that you are achieving your goals.
That is correct.
A lot of people I think that success and happiness is connected. So I know we've talked about happiness in the past, but I think that if we focus, and if people slow down and they define their own success, like you mentioned before, what success means to me. They have to have a clear picture, and then they will go and be successful. If they cannot define what success means to them, they will be spinning their wheels.
That is correct. And then you ask yourself, okay, how do I get to the point? How do I get to the point? What do I think is success? That's the first thing that I would think of. Sit down and have a clear plan, a clear ideology of what it would be like to be successful. Write those things down. Being able to sit down and go, okay, what makes me success? Have a clear idea in your mind. How can I be successful? What message am I giving out, you know, as far as success? You know, what's my definition? What my goals? What makes me happy? All those things would be included in what would it be for me to be successful?
Yes. And what about sometimes people try to be successful just to make some other people jealous? What do you think about that? Do you have any comments on that?
That is really, really sad, I think, because self-worth and success should be only for the individual, not for, you know, making other people jealous, not for, you know, to be showy, in my opinion. In my humble opinion,
yeah.
It's all for self-worth. And if you're going to go out and be, you know, go out and, you know, just for the fact of you want to show everybody how successful you are, that's not real success, in my opinion. Real success is when an individual can go out and ask, you know, what does it mean for me to be successful? What does it mean for me not only to be successful, but be able to help others, pass that on to others to be successful? That's what real success is for me.
Exactly. You don't live your life for somebody else. And sometimes people forget about that, which is sad. You're absolutely sad. I mean, it is sad to live your life because of somebody else. I mean, you will not be happy then. And you might be successful.
Okay,
and
we
make
can go
people
on
jealous
and on
of you.
Yeah, we can go on and on on this topic. However, let's use you as an example.
Okay.
You're very successful. You know, for you, for the listeners who don't know, you know, I'm gonna put a little bit of Anna's business out there for you who don't know. Anna is a vice president of a particular business here in town, a very successful business. Also, she's also president and CEO of another very successful business here in town. And, you know, but she doesn't go out and flaunt her, you know, wears on, you know, well, I'm successful and, you know, this is what makes me successful, and point fingers and say, you should be doing this in order to be successful. No, it is a very, very, very well put together package that I have to say that I'm happy to say that, you know, Anna is my friend because I look up to that. I am inspired by that particular individual that I know that I can call my friend.
Oh, thank you, Clinton. That is so sweet. You just did a commercial. I'm not paying for all the listeners out there. I'm not paying for that commercial, which Clinton just kind of had a segue here. But yes, I mean, success, you're successful too, though, because you give a lot back to the community, and that's what you wanted. That's what you determine as your own success and happiness. Again, success and happiness are very interconnected. So for all the listeners out there, Clinton, what is your final words of wisdom?
My final words of wisdom is what does success mean to you? Find that. Because once you find that success, once you find that level of success, once you find out what makes you successful, then that's when you're going to be happy, just like you said.
Thank you so much, Clinton, and thank you for everyone who was listening this morning. We will be with you next Saturday. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.